When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun. I like to laugh.
What's this about?
People who can make you laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like having fun.
Big surprise.
Wow.
This is my little surprise today.
Is that you?
Wow.
Matt's worked his way into this show.
No, that's not me.
It is you.
No, that
guy. Look, it looks exactly like you. You have that. I know you have that hat.
And he has that sax for sure.
This is Matt's weekend hat. Wow. Well, good morning, everybody. How do you like that?
Possible?
I'm transfixed. I'm completely...
Listen to that.
Not on. That's beautiful. Who's responsible for this silliness, huh?
Paul Berry laid down the sax.
Wow.
And our old friend Dan Mulcahy made the video.
Dan Mulcahy's secret
guys.
Sauce for the office hours experience. Very big part of some of the fun graphical elements of the show, as you've seen over the years. That's fantastic, Matt. Are we still running it on the show, or is it just on my screen?
It's on you now, but we'll post it later.
Yeah, look terrific.
Beautiful.
Nice remix, everybody. Yeah. Welcome to the show! I was really hoping it would be October. Because I had a whole goof on it's off.
Just want to wait till tomorrow to do the show?
It's off. What if it's Offtober, where office hours begins. Good morning to you.
Everybody, we will rock you.
Rocktober. Now, it is still September, so I'm not going to get into the old October Halloween. My children are very excited about Halloween coming up. I had an interesting discussion with my son about what I should be for Halloween. He had some thoughts on that. He's very into the Nightmare Before Christmas. So he's got a Nightmare Before Christmas. Jack Skellington.
My son,
Skellington.
That was my son's last year.
Okay.
If you care.
I do.
Okay.
He wants me to, he said, this is a nice thing to get in the morning. He said, I could be Santa Claus, which is from A Nightmare Before Christmas, Santa Claus. And my son said, almost cried. He says, but you're not fat.
Oh.
Oh.
Isn't that nice to hear? I said, well, I can get pillows. You know, he says, that's a good point. But he said, maybe you could be Oogie Boogie. All right.
There's so much music happening right now.
Yeah.
Are you doing like two different... There we go.
Good morning, everybody. Doug, how are you?
Doing great, Tim. I just had my... I walked up the mountain to get here, did my two-hour walk, and I'm feeling good.
Nice reference to the Instagram Live experience, the pre-show. That true office hours heads.
They will appreciate that.
Really appreciate. Listen, folks.
Aren't you going to say hello?
Good morning, Vic.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. Hello.
Everybody loves when we say hello to each other and welcome each other to the show.
All right.
I just want to say a couple things. Matt, good morning to you, of course.
Good morning, Tim.
We could go through the schedule from the past several weeks. It has been so jammed. We had the offies. We had cooking with Eric Wareheim. We had, what else? So many.
Andy Richter
was
Christian Lee
here.
Hudson.
Christian Lee,
two songs.
So many.
Todd Barry.
What?
Yeah, wasn't he here?
Todd Barry was here in the summer when I wasn't even here.
That's right.
The guy from the Melvins. The guy from Mr.
I'm just saying the past few weeks.
I think
it's been
Todd Barry
so busy.
Started the run, though.
Doug's sitting over there like he's on senioritis, basically checked out. He's fully out. He's like, I don't have to do shit. You got Victor over here. You got who's and what's and all kinds of funny people. Oh, the offies with James Urbaniak.
Yeah.
Tom Sharpling. Did he already say
Tom
that already?
Tom Sharpling. I mean, you name
it. Big time.
And somebody says,
we had the pumpkin patch, one of the greatest.
Right, one of the greatest.
We'll get to that.
And then we had a couple dips. We had
people say, something well, I came what up is with this probably. Show anymore anyway? What is this, the Jimmy Fallon, James Corden hour? No, it's still about you to some degree. Mostly about me. But we said, you know what, strike the guest. We had a tremendous, we had Stephen... King, the writer Stephen King wanted to come on begging us to promote one of his new books. How many books has Stephen King put out in the past 2 years?
Eight? Four, probably. Four.
No, he wanted to come on.
One?
Anybody. Two, all the people. Three. Everybody wanted to come on. You name, give me a name. I'll tell you if they wanted to come on.
Snoop Dogg a Dog.
Snoop Dogg a Dog wanted to come on. And we said, stand by. Tom Hardy from the new Venom movie wanted to come on. Daniel Craig.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Or Daniel Craig. Beep, beep. We Daniel Craig.
Come on, man. Wait, is Daniel Craig fired from 007?
He's not fired. He just quit. He said,
too
don't
old?
Do it no
oh,
more.
Oh, okay.
He said, that's it. I've done enough. I've done it for 20 years.
Fuck is you doing,
baby? I mean, I know this is like, this gets into On Cinema territory and all that, but you know that this is not, that I am not he is not I. On that show, but there is some crossover. For example, I genuinely don't care for those James Bond movies. I don't like the old ones. I don't like them. You know what I mean? I don't like them all. I don't like any of them. I don't get why everybody's creaming over them. So
that's a pile of bullshit.
They're boring movies. Doug, are you watching those 007s?
Nah.
I played the hell out of the video game.
I watched
GoldenEye,
Octopussy when I was like in junior high. And Moonraker, those are cool. And with that guy with the teeth? If it doesn't have that Jaws guy in it?
I'm telling you, even the old vintage Sean Connery ones, they could throw them out. I wouldn't give a damn.
Richard Keel.
I need Jaws, Tim.
Tell Barbara Broccoli to hang it up.
People, wake up. And Robert Davi's in 007.
Which one?
I don't know. He had a bird on his shoulder.
It's cool when he ends up on a boat with a babe.
I personally don't care for any of it. But I like spy movies. I like action. I like the Mission Impossible movies a lot. I've been on the record on that. I like those movies a lot. So
why?
I got a problem with those movies, Tim.
Well, here, I'm going to answer Vic's question first. You question me.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I like
why do you like those, but you don't like any of the other ones?
Well,
aren't they kind of the same?
Incredible stunt work and there's incredible action sequences that I think are the best in the biz. I think I'm not alone in that. And they're more outrageous. There's just more at stake. There's always these, like, oh no, if we don't do this the next 24 hours, they're going to blow up the entire universe.
Mm.
I don't know. I can never follow what the James Bond movies are.
There's more
about.
At stake in those movies. There's more. There's less. Because, like, James Bond, what's he doing? Like, trying to get, like, some rich guy's ring or something?
Trying to get a jewel
like,
back.
Yeah, like. Nobody can get on board with that.
Anyways,
Tim, can I tell you
if you want to call in and debate me on this, we got the Hothead Hotline running today. You could debate me about whatever you want. You could complain. You could compliment. Whatever you want. We got the Hothead Hotline. Of course, we have the Zoom room open. Doug?
They're doing Mission Impossible's coming out next year, right?
They gotta be. I know, because there's
have you seen the first six? Cruise completes the mission. It's a misnomer.
It's no longer impossible, is it?
At this point, I'm not buying it.
Good point.
I'm going to go apoplectic.
Thanks for keeping him honest. We're keeping him honest here. Isn't that one of those CNN people's sayings?
Ooh, rough corral.
Let's jump into the Zoom room and see who's out there this morning. We wish everybody a happy Thursday, last day of September. It's baseball season.
All right. Mark L. has an interesting topic.
Yes, I'll be the judge of that. Markel?
Mark L.
Markel Welch?
Markel, can you unmute?
Hello.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Check with him.
Sorry, I had to switch my headphones to ones that have a microphone, but I only hear in one ear.
What's your fucking name?
Thanks for joining.
Hi. So I had an interesting experience as a grand jury member of this pandemic and thought it'd be a fun sort of thing to share with people. I don't know if anyone's ever been on a grand jury before.
A grand jury.
I have, actually, in New York.
To our listeners, this is a preliminary jury that determines whether something should go to trial.
Exactly. It determines probable cause. And there's 25 of us that were on the jury. You only need 16 for a quorum. You only need 12 people to vote to actually convict. You need less than half, which is very funny. So it's a very kind of interesting look at the justice system here in America. And I did this in Los Angeles and masked up, sat away from all my peers. Never got to really meet my
other... Can we play some report back there? Right now. Let the guy speak, would you?
Sorry.
No, I love it. I can't believe I didn't jump in and say I'm such a huge fan, and this show provides me with so much joy every Thursday. I love
Thank
it so
you
much.
So much. Yeah. Matt and I were at the Neil Hamburger show the other night in the Zebulon here in Los Angeles. Guy walks past me and Matt and goes, "Best fucking podcast, man."
Thank you.
We love it.
Yeah, it's a joy. I sit here and I'm animating. I'm doing work, but I get to enjoy this and see all the wackiness here.
Okay, top line this case for me. Give me the. I don't want to get into granular details here.
I would love to. So the interesting part is
why? What am I? Jiminy Glick. Why do you think you can? Why are you talking about this? I mean, isn't this a dereliction of duty?
It's interesting.
I don't know. I'm talking about it because I think that people don't really know what the process is like. And I think that you should know. I think that when I went in there, I was kind of, they don't really teach you what to do. And I kind of almost feel sometimes that the, since it's a grand federal jury, it's U.S. attorneys who are talking to you. And some of them are very nice. They're on your side. They tell you, like, here's what you should think about this. That they'll answer your questions. Others are very tight-lipped and just kind of want to trick you into voting for, you know, doing a right. quick vote. Mm-hmm. And this is the classic, I think, law school thing where, you know, you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. It's like, very, you know, the only witnesses we see are government employees. So it's usually FBI agents.
It's a low bar to go from grand jury to trial.
But Mark, you teased something in the chat that you said you could kind of explain, but you can't name. What's this about?
I think it's a funny case. It's the one and only case that we voted no on. And I will say it was because of me.
It did not go to trial.
It did not go to trial in our court, but who knows, maybe the U.S. attorneys went back, redid their case and brought in a new jury. I don't even know. This was a while ago.
Okay.
But it may or may not happen to involve a Florida congressperson who's pretty in the news with the same name as our producer here. maybe I'll just
you know
say
who,
that.
You know who... You know what Bob Dylan makes, by the way, besides music?
Gates.
Do you know what?
I know.
He makes gates.
Yeah.
He does.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's fascinating. we've had a couple cases. I'll just talk about cases in general right now about death threat cases where people call someone and they threaten to kill them. And we got a case that came in January. This is very soon. This is apparently this guy somewhere who does not live in Florida called a Florida congressperson's office on January 9th and said a lot of things that they hated about this person. And the U.S. attorneys were trying to tell us, like, this is a true and honest death threat. Mm. And they are trying to threaten the life of this of this congressperson, and they played the voicemail for us. Nice. And I thought that was actually the worst thing that the U.S. attorney could have done, because hearing it, I'm like, I know exactly why he's pissed.
Right.
And he just sounds very angry. And so that's what I stood up and said to the jury, I think this guy is just mad. And
you had your 12 angry men moment. Good for you.
I had my 12 angry men moment, and that was the only case because we had 16 people there. And I got four people to vote no with me. So that was enough to not pass it on. So that was a moment of justice in action and a piece of getting to be involved in January 6th, just a little bit.
Nice.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for this little legal education and a little inside scoop into how everything works. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on the show. I'm glad I got to be a small part of it. And you guys,
by the way, a very small, in the grand scheme of things, a very small part.
Very infinitesimal.
I mean, 100. How many episodes, Matt?
176
today. Episodes. Thanks, Mark. Of Office Hours, and Mark, you got to admit it's a small part when you look at the whole thing. Please, right? I mean,
we
it's getting bigger every minute I go on about it.
We have a Zoomer who's chomping at the bit here.
He said, I'm out of here. Mark, thank you. You know, I just want to apologize, by the way. I got a lot of guff last week. I'm a man, and I'll apologize when I feel like it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. What is... I don't like that. You know, I'm tired of that old-timer rock and roll, by the way. I don't want to... What am I putting on Jerry Lee Lewis in the car? Nah. Nah, I don't. I ain't listening to no Chet, what's his name? Cliff Richards.
No, Cliff Richards is...
Who's Blue Suede Shoes?
Carl Perkins.
Carl Perkins. I love Carl Perkins, you know. No, I want to apologize to somebody that called in last week. He told Eric here about how he got the $1 billion movie on DVD at the dollar store, and it pinched a nerve on us. It struck a nerve, pinched a nerve. And we had a little bit of fun with him. We goofed on him, folks. That's all it was. We gave him a hard time. We razzed him. We broke balls. That's what it is. That's my generation, when I grew up, that's what we would do. We might break balls. Right. And
a little bit of salt goes on the balls.
People thought, oh, I feel bad for that kid, man. He got dunked on. Dude got dunked on. Well, listen, that poor boy, if he was hurt, let me tell you, all it did for us was make great content for the show.
Thanks for coming.
Gave us something to riff on. That's how we work. And I blame Eric. I'm like I'm the penguin now.
But, I mean...
Go ahead, Vic.
You had to have known that's a possibility, though, right? Like, don't, like... You, I don't know. I'm just assuming.
What, people call in?
No. I mean that they would end up in the dollar bin.
No. I didn't think about it. Why? What?
No,
why?
Wait a minute.
I'll smack you on the side of the head.
Saying, wow.
I'm just saying to be unsuccessful.
Any DVD.
Well, that was too based.
I know. I'm too based here.
My friend made a good point, is that a lot of good, great. I mean, Oscar-winning movies are in that
bin. I've gotten so many good movies out of the dollar bin. Waiting for Guffman, I think I got.
It feels like a jab when people bring that element of it up.
They're excited. They saw
but
people they like.
You understand that's fuel for us to riff, to goof on.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that I don't really care that much.
He confronted me at my show on
Saturday. Tell me about this. Uh-oh. So the caller. Was at your video show the other night, you and Brett Weinbach.
He cornered me.
He cornered you. And what did he say?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to make him sound
check. I cut him a check from the office.
All right, listen. Yeah. We said we were no guests today, but we do have a very special guest. Is that correct? We have a very special guest, a family member, an Office Hours family member is here, who had just a very exciting week. Let's see if it's still holding. It can't be still holding. Ladies and gentlemen, live from New York. It's Sarah Sherman with musical guests. Sarah Squirm. Sarah, look at you. You star.
Am I?
Are you in New York now, Sarah?
That looks like New York.
I mean, I don't know.
Don't they start this Saturday?
Where are you at?
It could be Des Moines.
That's the Empire State Building, and those are the Twin Towers right there.
Why? Come on. You're going to get fired.
She almost got on Saturday.
You're going to get Gillist. Listen to me.
Let's get Sarah Gillist.
They got to go. If they hire the Rose, they're going to get the thong. Right?
I need to make this little interview with you as controversial as can be so we get picked up by the major media outlets. I need to see... office hours clips on CNN and the New York Post headline and everything. But I also want the best for you. So I'm a conflicted man. First of all, why aren't you at 30 Rock slaving away in the writer's room going, oh, we have a show in 3 days. What are we going to do?
I stayed up till 3 a.m. I was in 30 Rock going like this. I had a pencil between my teeth. Yeah. I was going like this Feets with the pen. Up. You know what I mean? One of these.
Are you technically on the show this Saturday?
It's filthy.
If I do not get cut, I will have a couple of lines.
Whoa. Oh. So wait.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So how long have you been hiding this in your hat? How long have you been keeping this to yourself?
Since I did get the phone call on the day of Holy Days, September 11th. Oh. May we always remember.
That was
I
a Saturday.
I got a phone call while I was...
Do they only work Saturday on Saturdays, these wow. rats?
I will tell you, boy are my arms tired. I got into New York and boy are my arms tired from writing.
So, period. Let me ask you, how did you get this gig? Did you submit? Did you audition? Like, what the fuck happened? Were they at the Dynasty typewriter when you came on? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so they were, I don't know if you saw, but Lauren was front row of the first Office Hours live show.
I didn't see that. He had a mask on, I guess. So.
Was that the guy we kicked out?
Yeah,
that's the guy we kicked out.
The heckler.
Wait, so this is exciting, and I should say congratulations, not just the Paul Simon congratulations song. We goof on SNL, but... We also we're proud of you, and it's always exciting because it's an institution.
You will make me cry if you say anything nice to me right now. You will make me cry.
Well, listen, no one supported you except us. No one.
That's true.
Malarkey. And so at the end, when you're waving goodbye at the end, when they do the credits at the end, I want that OHL sign. You know what I mean? At the end, some kind of OHL Tim Heidecker acknowledgement.
Oh, we should do some kind of like gang sign for OHL, that she can hold up. Yeah.
So let's go through.
That's it.
That's what it means.
Are you gonna be a team player on this show?
I'm doing my best. Player.
Are you just kind of?
I will say.
Go ahead.
My first week, I didn't say anything gross, and I want everyone listening right now to know I said nothing gross, and I was being not rude, and I was being sweet, Sarah Sweet this week.
Now, are you considered a writer as well?
You know what? I didn't know this, but I learned all the performers write stuff.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean,
it's a lot of work.
What do you think? Someone came up to Someone came up to Jim Brewer with a goat boy idea? Now that's coming from Jim's heart. That's coming from his brain. The goat boy. The vaccine. What are people talking about? Goat boy still around the office? Or people go like, we need a new goat boy. Who's going to be our next?
Let's write some ideas right now.
Yeah. Goat girl.
Can you guys pitch me ideas that I can steal and then use to get just eternal fame in the hearts of America for generations to come? Sure.
Yeah,
how about this? I got one. Sarah No Nipples. Sarah No Nipples is a character who walks around without a shirt on, but you have the wonderful prosthetic makeup person at SNL. They do such a good job. They cover your nipples, and you're like, what? What's the problem? It's a I don't have nipples, so I can something like that. You work with that one.
And I'm going to say that's ableist. Okay.
Okay. Well, sorry. Take it back.
Around with no nipples.
So, who are your allies at the show? Are you connecting with what's his name? James Austin. Austin. What's his name?
Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin.
Brian Austin Green.
James Austin Johnson.
Yeah, it's James Austin Johnson.
Are you?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I love him, and yes, I am, and he is being hilarious. He is being hilarious.
He's gonna steal the show from. Pete Davidson. What is Pete Davidson probably looks at you and goes like, the fuck? Right?
I do a really good James. You know, James Austin Johnson is the king of impressions, but I actually do an impression of James Austin Johnson.
Let's see it.
You're fired. Did I bomb? Oh, that's interesting. We're bombing at 10 a.m.
Lauren's watching the show right now, go like, Marcy, I think we've made a huge mistake.
No. Marcy, that was sort of top of the dome woman's name you had.
No, that's Marcy Klein. Do you know who Marcy Klein is? Maybe she doesn't run the ship over there, but she was a top dog over there for a while. Maybe she's not running the ship.
Will you please like me?
Have you guys ever musical guested Office Hours?
As musical guests? No, we should get the Drop Concert Boys in there. Musical guests. The Drop Concert Boys.
Tonight, the Stress Factory.
Tonight. Well, listen, what else? How's it been going? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Do you have this feeling of like, you know what? It's all gravy. Whatever happens, happens.
I feel basically the most overwhelming feeling I have is that they were like, first day, they were like, well, you can't wear glasses on screen. You're going to have to be playing characters. And so I went to an eye doctor to learn how to put in contacts. I was there for 3 hours the first day and they had to send me home because I was like mutilating my eyeballs. And they're like, come back tomorrow. You're going to, you'll get some sleep, practice touching your eyeballs, come back tomorrow. 3 more hours the next day, they're like, we don't know what to do with you.
I had to try to get contacts for like, I wanted to do a thing where I had like weird eyes. I couldn't get them in. I really couldn't do it.
Honey, you don't need contacts for that.
Oh, you know what? That's mean. Well, listen, let me send you a message because back in the old days, Dan Aykroyd was doing Jimmy Carter with a mustache. So like... Yeah. Who cares if your character wears glasses or not? Put them. Don't worry about it.
George Washington.
Come on, you can't get contacts in.
I tried. I didn't try it for 3 hours to two consecutive days. Good
well,
golly.
Well, do the math on that, honey. That's six. That is 6 hours.
Well, three. Yeah, you're right. For whatever. That's not. I don't know.
And then they sent me home. The lady put them in, and then she sent me home with the contacts in my eyes, and was like, "Go, you go take them out yourself." And I was lying on the bathroom floor having a panic attack, couldn't get them out of my eyes. And then I couldn't remember if they were still in my eyes anymore, but they definitely were.
That hurts.
It would be great if you shared this experience on the show. I think this is a fun engage. I mean, we got the scoop first, but can you do one of those weekend update? And here with her first impressions of her week on SNL is Sarah Sherman. And then you slide in on the rolling chair. Thanks, Seth, or whoever it is. Who is it?
Whoever it is.
Well, then you slam into them and you can't Colin see host. What you're doing because you're blinded by the...
Yeah.
And your eyes
and
are
start
red.
And pounding on the table and, you know. You know what a bit I would like to see also is like... See, here's my pitch for you. Don't get lost. Don't get lost in characters and impressions. Those people go nowhere. You, except maybe Dana Carvey. But you be Sarah. And Sarah's a wild card. And Sarah comes on the show like a bull in a china shop. And she says, she's like Chris Farley, right? What are you going to put him in a box? So you come on and you say, stop the show. This is a live show. I demand more money. If you want to keep me, you know, shit like that. Of course, it's all like, you know, it's all wink, wink with the production.
Well, no one was laughing the first day when I showed up with a gun. And I said, let me be weird.
Yeah, you could pull a whole, what's the guy that shot himself on TV?
Our Bud Dwyer.
Yeah, Dwyer. Yeah. Pennsylvania's finest.
But, you know, not for real. But Blue Bottle, you've gentrified. Look at
you. You've sold out.
Wow. Sold out.
Yep. Y'all know how much this was?
$16.
Dollars.
How much?
I don't care. It was $6 for this.
Now, I understand that they don't pay. People think everyone gets $1 million the second they go on TV. You're not getting paid a ton of money to be on Saturday Night Live. Isn't that right?
They pay peas and carrots. Yeah. Let me tell you what. I'm getting mashed potato over here.
You got to bring a bag lunch.
That's pretty good.
Listen, I can't wait to see what happens with this, with you, with your career. I've had obviously now, I think for a few years, we've had people go through that system who have come up watching our stuff or, you know, I would think Kyle Mooney and, you know, like people like that come post Tim and Eric comedy have come and entered into the SNL space.
Throw me a freaking
But
bone.
With you, it feels different. You're coming almost even from like you've done so much funny things, so many funny things here on Office Hours and at Absolutely and with Eric Andre. I mean, this is like, it's like our, it's like a sister I don't know very well doing well. It's like a sister that when I was in college, she was in middle school, you know? And I see her around, but.
Well, and I said, you know, my big first sketch is I'm going to say, you know, I have this sketch idea. I don't know where it comes from. Probably somewhere in my subconscious. I walk in there, I go, you guys picture it. Hey, it's Paul Rudd. He's on a computer. Uh-huh. Hey, I got a sketch idea called Celery Guy.
Uh-huh, Celery Guy. Well, can you promise us that you will, you know, call in and we'll get some feedback. We'll get some, you know, you can diary your experience on this show a little bit. I don't know, honestly, how much of the show I'll be watching. I don't generally watch. But, you know.
I have a couple character
they will
ideas.
They'll clip your shit out. It'll be in the cut for time section, we know.
And then we'll see it. Hey, guess what? I already got cut this week. Let me tell you something. It's cut.
It's done. Do you ever get to, well, we'll see. I can't wait. No, I'll be, Matt, should we watch on Saturday night? Because we watch it. We get it early.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We get it early.
Together.
Well, you guys are busy. Right?
No.
You guys are busy. You got stuff going on.
No, no. What about, you know what's fun is the after party. You got to go to the after party after this. Do they still do that in COVID times? They must.
They don't.
Oh, really?
They don't.
That must be a relief for a lot of those people because, like, for most of those cast members, they're like, can I get out of here?
Sarah, are you going to get hooked on any kind of drugs?
Yeah, what kind of drugs are you going to get into once you're now doing this every week? You're like, I got something.
You got to stay up all night.
I hope I get hooked on crack cocaine. Could be fun.
Looking forward to the People magazine article. Uh-huh. Looking forward to your addiction and subsequent rehab.
Here's a character idea.
You guys got to send me to rehab for all the Diet Coke I've been drinking.
Oh, really?
yeah.
Doug's got a character for you. Take it away, Doug.
Diarrhea Dana. You get diarrhea every time you get nervous. Oh, and, you know, you're at the office, you're at a party. You could do the sketch over and over and over, and it just blasts. You don't have to see it. You just kind of hear it.
I kind of want to see it. Though.
And then it kind of zooms into your face, and you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Then you have to go.
Can I do the diarrhea Dana catchphrase and then you do a diarrhea drop right after it?
Yeah. Well, Vic's got those.
Okay, ready?
Let's try it right now.
Okay, ready, Vic?
I'll do a fart.
Are you ready?
Go for it. I'm good to go.
Okay. Wait, and Tim, can you do this thing?
Yep.
Count him in.
Wait, that all broke
up. Wait, let's try that one more time.
It all broke up. Stay away from your computer. You're getting interference. And a little louder. I don't know why that keeps breaking
up. It's too loud.
Maybe when she gets loud, it cuts it.
So are you saying?
I'll do it quieter.
Do it quieter.
Three, two. Luckily, it's
the
live.
The algorithms are crushing.
Yeah, we're live.
Three, two, one.
Uh-oh! I think that really bad thing is happening to my ass again.
Oh, I like that. I like that line. I could see t-shirts.
A bad thing.
I think that really bad thing is happening to my ass again.
what kind of bad
Imagine
thing?
Imagine the yuppies standing around the water cooler. Hey, did you see SNL last night? I think a bad thing's happening to my ass again. Yeah, booyah. Booyah. We want to pump.
And twins.
Excuse me.
What about pitching the Hans and Franz penis pump?
Earlier. Well, let's just say I'll have plenty of gas.
You know, but I know, I don't think SNL like has a good sense of humor about itself. So I don't think you could they're not very self-referential. So keep away from that topic.
Oh, so they're really not going to like my sketch that I'm going to pitch. That can you do?
3, 2.
With musical guest, Diarrhea Dana.
All right, Sarah.
All right.
We wish you the best. What are you doing for the rest of the day? You going in to break some sketches? And what's the plan today? It's when, what is it, Thursday? You got a rehearsal tonight?
I have a rehearsal. Until then, I will be trying to figure out how to put in contact lenses.
Oh, my God. Mm. Well, if we see you with the four eyes, I'm going to send some of my New York guys to beat the shit out of you after the show.
Why don't you just go blurry? Just go blur.
Yeah, how bad is your eyesight?
Yeah, you don't need to see those cue cards.
Wait, who's saying that? I can't see.
Say hello to Kyle and to Melissa Villasenor, right? She seems nice.
Yeah, she's nice. Everyone's nice. Can you believe that?
Sarah, does this mean you're not going to be around LA doing shows anymore?
Literally, yeah. I had to move. I'm gone.
Yeah, but you're going to come back because they take so many breaks. What are you going to do, walk around New York? Come on.
Yeah, and say, hey, I'm walking around here. Oh, Tim, what are you, checking your watch?
Yeah, I got messages coming in. Say, people say, can you move the show along?
Oh, my God.
What? I'm just kidding. No, I didn't.
Who are you excited? Who's going to be like hosting? That's cool that you're or is excited it a about. Or like, yeah, no, is there anybody?
It's Saturday Night Live. They announce everything.
Yeah, like what like, special musical guest is going
to
be there?
We don't need to plug them.
I'm excited. I want to know.
I did request Metallica to be a musical guest, and then they were like, "Yeah, okay."
But sure, I mean, they're like, they'll do anything. All right. Well, why don't you get me? I got an album coming out later next year, so get me on there. I'll play music. All right. Yeah, Green Day might be good. They're fine.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Don't forget us little people, okay?
Yeah, you guys are really short.
All right, that's Sarah. I guess what happens with Sarah Squirm now? We don't use that nomenclature no more.
Yeah, why don't you be called Sarah Squirm on the show? That's your name.
Yeah, why don't you actually stand up for who you are? Why don't you be based?
Based.
I did get a call that says, Sarah, we think Squirm is a little distracting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and who was that call from?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know who it was from.
Sarah.
They never told that to Bobcat Goldthwait. Or Dana Carvey. You think Dana Carvey's his name? No. His name is Dana Jones.
Is that true?
No.
His name is Dana Diarrhea.
All right. Bye, Sarah. Good luck. Break a leg. We'll talk to you hopefully next week or the week. We'll get annual weekly reports.
Sweet news that we'll never see you again.
We'll see.
It was nice knowing
you. Miss you guys.
Miss you. Bye. There you have it. Live from New York, featuring Sarah Squirman.
Should we do City of the Day?
Yes.
The City of the Day.
It's like
blasting today, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a long intro. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but we're deep into the show.
All right. City of the Day, Matt, do we have a City of the Dayer?
Yes.
Okay, let me just get to the advertisement first. The City of the Day is brought to you by the Tortoise Shell. Millions now living will never drive better thanks to Chicago's favorite post-rock band, Tortoise. I'll take a poll of listeners who knows who Tortoise is. I bet they... Oh, I do. Tortoise, this hip new petroleum brand, was created in partnership with Tortoise, but is a fully owned subsidiary of Royal Dutch Shell. So you can trust you'll be getting the good stuff in your tank. And while you're filling up, instead of listening to laundry detergent ads, you can nod your head to the jazzy sounds of Tortoise. I hope you're not in a hurry because our pumps are slow. so you can hear a whole song, which are often 7 minutes long. There's a lot of rip-off gas stations out there. Bobby Conoco, XBXR Exxon, and Flying J Saucer Attack. So stick with the original Tortoise Shell. And for a limited time, try the new high-octane TNT formula and give the car the indie cred it deserves. So pump to the... So pump to the sound of two drummers with Tortoise Shell. Available only in Europe, where their music is truly appreciated. Okay. Tortoise, Matt, who's in Tortoise? There's a famous person in Tortoise, right? Famous engineer?
The drummer is a big-time producer guy.
Which drummer? John Steve McIntyre Albini? Or Johnny Steve Machine?
John McIntyre.
John McIntyre. Not the tennis guy, John. That's John McIntyre.
Is he from the Weather Report, too?
No. Oh, these are younger
Dan Bittany is also a drummer.
They're so young
two
anymore.
Drummers. John Herndon is the other.
How many people in the, in the Zoom room, how many people know the band Tortoise? Raise your hand. Okay, it's 30%.
20.
What is the city of the day, Matt?
Nua. You got the city of the day for us?
Nua. Yep, drum roll, please. Can I get the drum roll?
No.
You want the whale drum? You want the which one?
The real one. The real one. You know which one I want. There
it is.
City of the day, yes!
I hate that one.
Hastings, Nebraska.
Hastings,
baby.
Nebraska. Who would have guessed that in a million years?
Middle of nowhere, baby. Pretty close to the dead center of the United States. Pretty cool.
That's where you are?
That's where I am.
Tell me something about Hastings.
A city that originally, the invention of Kool-Aid. It wasn't invented here. It was technically patented here. It was invented about 15 miles north or something.
Do I have deja vu or have we covered this in some weird, weird way?
I talked to you, Tim, on the Zoom meeting that you did like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We talked about like diet stuff. You wrote it down. I plugged Conscious Cookin', my restaurant here.
Okay, good. I was just making sure I wasn't having some kind of psychedelic experience.
Yeah. Like, no, it's deja vu is real, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gained some followers from that, by the way. Thanks for letting me plug my
thing. Plug it again. What do you got some food co-op situation?
Yeah, make baked goods. We like to source locally. It's called Conscious Cookin', like consciousness, you know. Yeah. With no G, Conscious Cookin'. It's also a skate brand. That's why Doug might be interested.
Tell you what, I've been shedding some pounds. I've been working at it. Been doing my walks. I've been doing the intermittent fasting, and I've been feeling pretty good. I'm like, I got to just stick with it. And last night, because I think you're allowed to, you know,
fell off hardcore.
I fell off so hardcore. I'll tell you how.
Peanut M&Ms. Mm-hmm.
No, I planned to fall off. It wasn't like I knew this was going to happen. I was like, you know what? Let's just. I haven't been out for a little bit. I'm like,
hello, food fans.
I have a craving for Chicago style deep dish pie.
Oh,
hey-o.
What the heck? Where did you get that?
Masa in Echo Park. And
when you order it, they warn you it takes an hour.
I know. I ordered it ahead of time. We put the order in ahead of time, and then sat there. It's such a nice little place. It's very friendly and.
Really delicious.
Took the kids and the wife and but man, that was such a mistake.
How many did you have? How many slices?
Two. And that's a lot. Like I could have had one, I would have been fine, but and I had a beer and then like I wake up this morning and I put on a whole another pound from that. Even though I was working out yesterday and doing everything right.
You gotta digest it and pop it out.
It'll pop out.
Tim, this caller's got you on that turkey dinner cam.
What?
The turkey dinner.
Don't eat me.
You know, Tim, how are you supposed to lose weight when they got you on these turkey dinner cams? You know.
I need a magnifying glass to make my mouth big.
Yeah, he needs the carving knife and the fork.
Yeah.
Get one of those.
Are you guys familiar with Matt and Jay from Nirvana the Band, the show? You guys should have them on.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Who?
They're like two comedians from Canada. They had that Vice show, Nirvana, the band, the show. Yeah, they're, I don't know why. I feel like you guys, I got that bit from them. When one of them shrinks, one of them has a big old magnifying glass. He's like, are you going to eat me? It's very funny.
We do need more white bearded guys on the show. So,
speaking of pizza, thank you for the city of the day, my friend.
Yep, thanks, you're welcome. I just gained a follower. Shout out to Lily Evans. Don't know who you are, but gained a follow. Conscious Cook.
Sure. Shout out to Lily Hammer, the show starring Little Stevie.
That's the
You want to take a hothead?
I just want to, speaking of pizza, Matt saw me the other night. Speaking of that Neil Hamburger show, Matt saw me in a state of rage, right?
Oh, it was, yeah, me was, and Chris were there, and we did not know what to say.
Well, this is funny. So what happened, Doug, I didn't tell you about this. Or Vic.
No.
Can't
wait. Keeping this to myself. Sunday night, Neil Hamburger's back with his monthly show, if you're in L.A., at the Zebulon Music, and it's a great venue. Do what you tell me. Fully vaxxed, of course, so you're not going to worry about running into Jim Brewer there. And anyways, I am excited to go. I go, I get there a little early, and in the front, they have a bar there, and so I get to the bar, sit there. I just came from a job I was doing, so I was hungry, and this is going to sound a little contradictory to the deep dish stuff, but I did have, this was like a week ago, and so it was my weekly, like, I'm going to have a little pizza. A little slice.
They got pizza at Zebulon?
A pizza. That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's sort of like a...
like a garbage pie?
It's like a bar pie.
It's a bar pie. A flatbread.
Frozen.
No, it's a pizza.
Let me just tell the story. It's a personal pan. It's a personal pizza. Six incher, right? And so I see it on the menu. I said, you know what? I could get a bunch of stuff. I'm going to get this. A little personal pizza with pepperoni on it. I had a craving for it. So I order it. Son of a bitch takes 25 minutes to come out. A long time. Like a long time. And this ain't no deep dish. Anyways, that's not what I'm angry. I'm getting a little like anxious.
Yeah, you sound pissed.
Matt and Chris, our friend Chris, aka Weird Al Pacino, come finally to meet me. They're running late too. Nobody respects my time. And I'd gotten the pizza. I think you'd walked in on me with the Pete's.
The Pete's.
Pete's was
you were waiting. You were early.
Oh, I was already annoyed. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Just because it took a long time?
Huh?
Just you're annoyed because it took 25 minutes.
Well, I am. But then.
Can I ask you this? Are you in the showroom where the show's going on? Or are you like in the outdoor chill zone? Or are you like.
I'm at the bar, and there's a whole other room for where the show is.
Gotcha.
There's a front bar.
Okay, I'm picturing it now.
So anyway, I finally get the pizza, and Matt and Chris are standing over me, you know, because it's at a bar. There's no seats for them. Uh-huh. It's awkward. I'm like, I just want to get this pizza, and I'll have a little couple bites, whatever. Let's get something in my belly. So I get the pizza, and there it comes out, and it's dark in there, capiche? It's dark. It's a dark bar, and I look at it, and there's the pizza. It's got the pepperonis on it. It's got these four black things on it.
Yes.
And I think my mind went, is that like a basil or something? Is that like, you know how they have basil on pizza, and it's like a little darkened because it's been cooked?
Mm-hmm.
I think I thought it was that. I wasn't really thinking about it. I'm distracted by my friends, who I'm just catching up with. I'm taking a couple bites. Take a big old bite, and then I take another bite, and crunch! I bite down on what, I don't know what it is. I feel it's like a rock. It's a rock, and I nearly break my tooth. I take it out. It's an olive pit.
Oh.
And I realize that they've put four olives on top of this pizza with the pits in it!
Oh, my God.
With the pits!
A real spill.
Why? Why? And I'm raging. I go, I'm like, hello. Like it was a 5-alarm emergency. Like, what the hell? And the bartender, she says, oh yeah, there are pits in the pizza. There are whole olives.
Oh, they must have changed their menu after the pandemic.
The worst was
they're supposed to tell you. They're supposed to. There's a new guy working.
Oh, you could sue them.
Why did you have them in the first place? Who wants olive? First of all, I didn't even ask for olives. What if? And they said, "Well, it's on the menu." Fuck your menu. I see pepperoni pizza.
How are you supposed to even read it in that dark light?
Yeah. Can you believe it? What is the point of having pitted?
I'd be at code.
What do you call an olive with pits?
Unpitted olives.
Unpitted olives?
Yeah. Are you supposed to take shit out of your food when they give it to you? Yeah, should exactly. Just be ready to eat as is.
It's hot. You got to dip your fingers in the hot grease to get that thing out of there.
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Can you, for once, you're on my side on this one.
I'm way on your side. I mean, if you go there, you just got to get the fries. You don't get any.
Their food looks
don't mess
pretty,
around.
Pretty good.
But don't you look at your food, though, like when you're eating?
You
like,
can't
you
tell.
See the pit? You
couldn't yeah, no, but, it was a little no, black oh, shriveled
with
black
him, like,
dot.
You, would assume you can't it's have stuff that's going to hurt your teeth in
yeah.
your, in
no,
your
that's
food.
True. That's
bar.
In pizza, especially. Yeah.
I mean, and it's clearly, you could tell by her reaction that it's clearly something that's happened before. Mm. Uh-huh. So why don't they just have a little meeting and go, you know what, let's anything to go over tonight? Hey, boss, can we take the hard rocks off our pizza? Can we get olives that are pitted? I don't think they make those.
Wait, don't they have...
They don't make pitted olives. Yeah, they do.
Olives aren't pitted. Don't they have those little things in them? Those little pimentos?
Some of them do. So, yeah,
I don't eat olives, so
they don't,
I don't even...
The don't pimentos don't grow in the olives.
I got nothing
they
against olives
them.
In general.
They
right, take, I know yeah, that. Oh, okay. I don't mess with olives at all.
So. Yeah, sure. No, no. Like if you want to talk like the kids, Doug, you want to say you don't fuck with olives.
That's right.
I don't want to use the F word. On your program.
Fair enough.
I have this drop.
All right. This was supposed to be a Zoomers episode. What is going on here? Two Zoomers.
Vic, you got that for you.
You talked to that New York girl for a long time.
Yeah, this is a Zoomer. Let's take another Zoomer. All right. How about
Nicole here?
Wait, we could do a hothead.
We should. Let's do that after Nicole. Is Nicole there?
Nicole looks like she's down today or something.
Nicole?
Bro, I'm trying to call my friend Julie.
What? Bro.
Are you you're on the Tim Heidecker Office Hours call-in show, Office Hours.
Oh, you look like a bunch of teachers. Like, who are you?
Oh.
I have to call Julie. Like, this bitch keeps changing her number. This cannot keep happening.
What's happening? I don't understand. How did you call
apologize to my friend Julie. I end up with a group of three teachers.
No, okay. Sorry.
She thinks you guys are teachers.
We're not teachers. We're podcasting. I'm a Tim Heidecker, and and this is a Vic Berger.
Hey.
Who's Julie? What is going on with you? What did you have to apologize for?
I fucked up. Like, I'm definitely going to see this bitch, and I fucked up bad. Like, I have bad tendencies. I have bad habits, and I did something bad to this girl.
What'd you do to her?
Yeah, what did you do?
Quit being so vague.
Now
ask. Nice of you to ask. So I'm working at Boston Market. We hand out samples of like sold chicken strips in the front. I love this job. Okay, I'm a giver. Like, I love to give stuff to people for free.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you say?
It's a nice I don't know app. You. I mean, that's I mean, that seems like a nice, it feels a good feeling.
I'm sharing my life with you. So I'm handing out these strips, and all of a sudden, Julie, this bitch comes over for her fourth sample. I'm like, Julie, you know, I can only give out three samples. My
you
boss
know this too. Person.
Yes, I know Julie. Like, I know her from around.
Okay.
Yeah, we run in similar circles, like, whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who you are or anybody else is, so I'm just trying to get caught up to speed. But I apologize for interrupting.
Giving out samples. Julie comes for
Julie
her fourth
comes
sample.
And she's taking too much. She's being a greedy bitch.
Exactly. I say, I can't give you my boss right behind me. She goes to grab the tray. I go pull it back. She goes to grab it again. Slow roast chicken goes flying off a pillar and hits a feeble old man who was bending down to get his wheat penny.
His what now?
His head. He's bleeding out of his cornea. This man dies.
What?
On my watch, I get fired.
Oh my god!
What penny did he get?
A wee penny?
What's a wee penny? Like a small penny?
A wee penny? They're a collector's item. It's like
they have a grain of wheat on the
like
back of
them. Okay.
Oh, a wheat penny. Okay, it's like a collectible
wheat.
Penny.
Grain.
Oh, a wheat penny. Yeah, I never heard of that. That's such a, so
I would assume of all people, these three men would know of wheat pennies.
I apologize.
I'm shocked to my core.
Okay, sorry, Nicole. Is your name Nicole?
My name.
Okay, so this, you had a struggle with your chicken that you're giving out, and it flew out of your hands, hit a guy in the face, and he died?
A pillar hits an old man. He dies on site.
Oh my God. Well, that must have been traumatic. Why did you get fired? It didn't seem like it was your fault.
You couldn't talk to my boss. Bring it up with my boss. I think it was liability. He fires my ass. And I blacked out. I was so pissed off that I blacked out.
Oh my God. And
I took Julie's bangs and I ripped them out like at the site. Like holy I ripped shit. Them out of the follicles are like a carpet.
Jesus.
And so I'm definitely going to see her around.
Yeah. Does she feel remorse? Like,
huh?
Does she feel remorse? Like, this is terrible that the two of you, I want to say the two of you caused this man's death. Like, how does she feel about it?
I don't know. I have not spoken to her. She ran away crying. I assume this bitch is cold as ice. So I'm assuming, like, she doesn't give a shit.
So you were like, let's have a Zoom chat about it. And she gave you, as a prank, she gave you our Zoom link.
She gave me three teachers Zooms.
What do you think
why
we
do
teach?
You think we're teachers?
I would love to know. Social studies bandana is what I'm thinking.
Right.
That's
Well,
I
do social studies.
I do love like the government.
Let me ask you a question. Was this your first infraction at the Boston Market? Like, have you ever done anything to get your... Like, was this sort of like a final straw?
I'm an ass employee. Like, I'm doing my job. Like, I love this job. People are walking around the mall. They're tired. Okay? I get to stand there and I'm just an act of kindness. Would you like slow roast chicken strip? Be my guest.
And you were stone cold sober during this whole thing? You're not...
Excuse me? Yes, I was sober.
Okay.
I can't hold the tray on anything. I have to be able to balance.
Well, and it seems like you were mistreated by the Boston Market people. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So now what are you going to do?
I don't know. I have no fucking job prospects. Like, I don't know. Legal Seafood is hiring for someone to, like, wash the lobster tank because they have like mad fresh like seafood. Like they use mad fresh ingredients, like fresh crabs, fresh oysters, fresh mussels, fresh tilapia. Like I know that they have like fresh stuff. So people are like trying to like steal their shit a lot. And like I would act as like security in
so
that
protect
way.
Protect the lobsters and everything?
I suppose so. But like that's the opposite of what I'm trying to do out here. Like protecting, like I'm trying to give. So.
Well,
we used to work at Subway and I think they're worth applying to because you get to be an artist, a sandwich artist.
Sandwich artist.
And
yeah,
you're
you
a sandwich artist for life after that.
I don't like getting, that shit is wet. Like
you wear gloves.
Yeah, it is touching a lot of wet food.
A lot
you
of
have
wet
to admit.
Ham and stuff.
What do you want to do? Like what is interesting in the world for you to do? Like besides just jobs, like.
You want to give free stuff?
I would love to give free stuff. Like, I don't know. I love listening to beats. Like, I love listening to music. Like, I would love to break into that industry if possible. But
do you make beats?
I don't know. Like, huh?
Do you make beats?
Yeah, I've like made a beat before. Like,
all right.
I don't know. Like, I'm not willing to like share that shit yet. It's not ready to be like. Put on blast, but like I'm working on an album. So.
Oh, cool. Well, that could be awesome, Nicole.
Thank you.
Anyways, what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
I don't know. Like, meet up with my boy. We're going to smoke.
What are you going to smoke?
A blunt.
Where are you? What? Part of the country are you in? Did we establish this?
I'm in New York.
Oh,
you can maybe you can meet up with Sarah Sherman.
Yeah, maybe you could be a cast member on
formerly
Saturday
known
Night
as
Live.
Sarah Squirm.
Who?
She's the new cast member on. Do you know Saturday Night Live?
Maybe you can be her assistant.
I don't watch that shit.
Okay, not a fan. Ouch. All right, well, Nicole, we have to take a break here. So,
wow, you're kicking me off. Okay.
I apologize. I mean, yeah, I want to, maybe you can get back to the call you're intending to give to, what's her name?
Julie?
Julie?
I'll hear after the break.
Huh?
No, I'll hear after the break.
Oh, you're going to hang out after the break.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. We have other people that we want to talk to, so.
I can't wait to meet them.
All right, Nicole. Well,
okay. Look, Nicole. Class dismissed.
Class and, dismissed. Thank you for. Yeah. Well, I wish you all the best. I hope that the incident doesn't lead to any kind of legal trouble for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Good luck, Nicole, and folks. In the second half of the show today, of course, we will continue to be live for the public. If you're watching us on replay, please join the Office Hours Patreon at patreon.com/officehourslive. Second half of the show, we have a game. We're going to play a game called Canadian Name Game. It's an exciting new game. We got lots more of your Zooms. Got some fun videos to show. Got a whole bunch more show. So stick with us. Thanks to Sarah Sherman. Watch her on the program Saturday night. What is it? Saturday night live. That's coming up on Saturday. And Nicole,
get the Neil Hamburger T-shirt too.
What?
From Tolivar Souvenirs.
What?
The new Neil Hamburger.
You didn't clear this with me.
Just promoting it a little bit.
Of course, always support. Where do you find that stuff?
Tolivar Souvenirs. T-O-L-I-V-A-R.
Just randomly type letters in and you'll come up with it.
No,
believe me.
It's run by the great Jared Cheek. Tolivar, yes. T-O-L-I-V-A-R, oh, Souvenirs.
All right, that was,
follow him on Instagram.
And Neil Hamburger, send me $250 for the plug, please.
Right.
All right, see you in 5. We'll be right back.
Are we watching Gainsbourg?
Yes. Tu vas reconnaître. Et ils sont venus te chanter. On est venus te dire qu'on t'aime bien. Regarde.
Oh bah, il va me foutre les larmes aux yeux.
Hey folks, this is Casey Kasem. I hope you are enjoying Office Hours. Are you enjoying it? Okay, good. I wanted to let you know that if you're not a patron, you're missing out on a lot of show each week. Yep, that's right. Patreon members get a full bonus 60 minutes of some of the finest comedy in podcast form. Sign up now at patreon.com/officehourslive and you'll have instant access to all of the bonus shows like The Compound, Joel Ho, and Please Please Let It Be. We'll also get producer Matt's new interview show along with mixtapes and more. Now, on the count of three, head over to the show's Patreon page. Are you ready to sign up? Good. On with the countdown, let's count. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Time to sign up.